Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Has anyone told you today that they love you? If not, I just want to let you know I love you. But even more importantly, Jesus loves you with an everlasting love. Your Heavenly Father loves you. And I just want you to be encouraged and inspired and blessed today and to know the love of God that passes all comprehension. We, as much as we may study Scripture, meditate on the Word, have a personal experience with Jesus, as wonderful as that may be, we cannot catch a full glimpse, or catch a glimpse, but not fully appreciate the magnitude of His love for us. You know, I love to read stories of those who have been to heaven or talked with the Lord, and one of their unfailing, most dramatic testimonies is that they had never experienced such love. And so I believe God wants to reveal His heart to us. We'll never experience the fullness of it until we're actually with the Lord. But I believe as we open our hearts to receive more and more of who He is, more of His love, because, you know, we're living in a very unlovely and a very unloving world. It is, there's cruelty, there's evil, there's sin. Even the very creation is suffering because of the sin of our first parents. It says all creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Beloved, that's us. All creation is waiting until there is that perfected church. And when that time comes, when the Holy Spirit knows that time, then the Father will say, and only He knows the time of the day, that's what Jesus said, that He'll say, go on, son, get your bride. Oh my goodness, what a glorious day that's going to be. But anyway, thank you for joining me. And I just felt to do that. Just know that you were deeply loved. And as we go on now to share the message that I began yesterday, the God of every need, we were looking at the multifaceted nature of God, His character, and that the character is expressed in the names of God that are referenced in Scripture. And as we opened the Scriptures, we looked at the first chapter of Genesis, and the word for God there, when the Lord said, let us make man in our image, that word was Elohim. And that refers to His eternal nature. He's not bound by the restrictions of time. He exists outside of time itself. He is omnipresent. He is omniscient. He knows all things. He's omnipowerful. He's omnipotent. He has all power in heaven and on earth. He is present and always and everywhere. He knows all things and He sees all things. Only once, beloved, did God limit Himself to the boundary of time as we know it. We're mortal creatures. We're born into this world, and only two humans escaped death, and that was Elijah and Enoch. He walked with God and was no more. But everyone else has gone the way of death. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. But there was a time when God limited Himself to the boundary of time, and He did that in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. He, Jesus, became a man and became part of His creation in order to rescue it. He became the second man, Adam. The first Adam, of course, sold us out as a human race, and Of course, even before that occurred, God had a plan of salvation in place, and the Lord promised to Adam and Eve that a rescue would come. The promised seed of the virgin would crush the head of the serpent. And so, beloved, we who are alive in this time, I believe we're going to come to know him as we've never known him before. Aren't you hungry for that? Oh, don't you long to know him more? I know I do. And I believe he is going to bring us into a relationship with him that knows no bounds. His bride is being prepared for the bridegroom. Everything is being made ready, the marriage supper of the Lamb. They're busy in heaven. And through all the preparation we're going through as his people, God is going to move upon us and make us, he already told us, we're the light of the world. He was the light that giveth light to every man, and we are as a city set upon a hill, and he's creating us and purifying us. He said he would purify the sons of Levi with the spirit of burning. We are going to be as ministers of fire, burning with that brightness, that fire, the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit, assaulting the kingdom of darkness in the name of the Lord, and allowing him to manifest his power to set captives free. And I believe it's occurring even now. Souls are being saved on a scale that we never thought possible, that has been prophesied, that before the end comes, there's going to be a great final net cast out. Remember, Jesus used that parable when he called his disciples, that gospel net, there are going to be many fish. And that's his plan. And in fact, the comforting promise that is given to us, and I've always taken great peace and strength in this passage, that Jesus said, I've not lost one. Be encouraged, beloved, if you've got children that are out there doing their own thing. He's not lost one that the Father's given to him. Praise God. So that's a beautiful, comforting, encouraging promise and word that we can stand on. All right, well, he's Elohim, but also he has become El Shaddai. And God's name combined his great and glorious nature, which is represented in El, that means the Lord, with his ability to provide, Shaddai. And that particular unique word, Shaddai, the meaning and inference comes close to that of a mother's breast. And in the same way that a mother's breast nourishes and comforts and satisfies a helpless baby, so our God does for us. Without him in this universe, we are helpless. We're living in a cruel and threatening and dangerous environment. And he is our comforter. He's our protector. Just as a mother, you know, at one point Israel said, the Lord has forgotten me. And the Lord says, can a mother forget her sucking child? They might forget, but I will not forget thee. I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. And of course, that represents the wounds in the very hands of Jesus, those wounds that he suffered in the house of his friends. And so God established this covenant. He made that covenant with Abraham. He changed his name to Abraham. He did that for Sarah as well. And God unveiled a new revelation of his nature and established a unique relationship with Abraham, as with all of us. He's the father of the faithful, our father, not just to the Jews, but we become spiritual Jews, if you will, if we're Gentile by birth, that we also, the two, have become one in Christ. There's neither bond nor free, Jew nor Greek, Jew or Gentile, in Christ Jesus. And so when God commanded Abraham to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice, Abraham, to his amazing credit as the father of the faithful, and only if you read the passages in scripture, you don't know what a price that was for him to pay. He didn't question God. He waited so many decades, both he and his wife, for that promised son. But his words to his servants were, in part, we will worship and return to you. Abraham may not have known how God was going to come on the scene, because God said, I want you to sacrifice your son. They had wood And in fact, Isaac said, "Where is the sacrifice?" And Abraham said, "The Lord will provide my son." He bound his son on that wooden altar, raised the knife, and as he stretched forth his hand to strike his son, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he answered, "Here am I." He said, he was told not to stretch out his hand against his son, do nothing to him. And the Lord said, "For I know now that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And because, now think of this, if you've never thought of this before, that because of the covenant that God established with Abraham, remember that? That he was caused to separate the sacrifices that God told him to, and the Lord came down as a burning fire, sealing that covenant with him. Because Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son, God, who was in covenant with him, because a covenant relationship, if you really, I don't want to take the time to go into it, but it was a very profound agreement under the Old Testament. And it meant that if anyone came against you, I'm going to come to your defense, and vice versa. Even if it meant your very life, it was very, very serious. And so because Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son, the Lord, in that covenant relationship, he would have done it anyway, was therefore legally bound, if you will, to also sacrifice his son, praise God. But in the story of Abraham, a ram was provided in the thicket, caught by its horns, and the one who spoke to him, again, this was in another name, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Praise God. Well, that's all we have time for on this broadcast, and we'll go tomorrow to learn some of the other names of our wonderful God. I invite you to tune in at the same time. I thank you so much for joining me, and the Lord wants you to know, I'm just not doing this as a theological exercise, but every one of these names have personal application to you where you're at right now. You may have financial needs. You may have health needs, spiritual needs. He is your provider. And if you need the support and encouragement of agreement, because there is power in agreement, I do invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will pray, I will confirm receipt. But if you'd like a personal answer, I would like you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally to you. And your name and address is never shared. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.